Now, good morning, Anne Fitzpatrick. How are you?
Good morning, John.
Anne, I sir, mistakenly got you caught up in the tail end of the last conversation, and yours is a totally different issue. Now, tell me a little bit about your daughter. She was vaccinated, was it early this year or last year?
No, she was vaccinated in October 2012.
2012. And yep. Tell me about the vaccination and what it was and where she had it.
She had it in the school in first year. All girls are given it. And it's a cervical cancer injection. And the following month she started taking seizures. And she's taken seizures ever since. And we're just up and down to the hospital the whole time. She's no education. She, at the moment, she's more so confined to the house. Lots of other health issues going on. And we just need to bring awareness to other parents.
Well, now, let's go back a little. I mean, in general, is this a vaccine for which you give parental consent, or does it happen automatically in the school?
We give consent to a cervical cancer injection. Now we know it's not for cervical cancer. It's actually for a sexual transmitted disease.
But sorry, Anne, but that's because there's a relationship which can result in cancer. I mean, that it's given for the correct reasons, Anne.
It is, but it's not proven. It's not proven that it will do anything for cancer.
I think, Anne, you would have to say, and I always worry about these things when people are getting vaccinations. I think all doctors would say that it does markedly reduce the number of women who develop cervical cancer, which is a good thing. Now, your daughter is in a different situation. Tell me more about what happened to her.
The injection, when we were told, that the side effects are just a few, faint and dizziness, headaches, sore throat, sore at the injection site. There's a lot of side effects to this injection that people don't know about, which seizures are a side effect, chronic fatigue, and lots more. And we just want people to actually be given the proper side effects and let them decide.
But in your case, Anne, your daughter has more than side effects. I mean, she seems to have full-blown seizures, and you're linking the two things.
No, seizures is a side effect. Reflux, tachycardic, general fatigue, headaches. Lots of girls have so many different side effects since they actually got it. This is worldwide. Denmark has brought in specialists and doctors because there's so many girls affected over there at the moment. France and Spain have a lot going on in their country, so is England and Scotland, Colombia. It's worldwide. In this country, really what we want is we would like a specialised place, the hospital or wherever, that the girls can actually go and get help for what's actually going on. Some of these girls have had no schooling for about 2 years. My daughter got 5 hours of homeschooling every week since February, and she was a junior cert student. And most of these girls have been very sporty, active girls, and their whole lives have been changed. Doctors won't listen to them.
It's very disturbing. Now, we will make an effort, and I'm sure we will have a doctor comment on this, if not today, another day, because it's an important issue. I also have on the line Councillor Melissa O'Neill, Sinn Féin councillor. You've taken an interest in this, Melissa.
Good morning, John. Yes,
good morning.
I very much have. I've come across the group Regrets, that are a group of Irish parents that have come together of parents that believe that this vaccine has caused serious side effects to their children. I personally, through my constituency work, came across a beautiful lady who told me the story of her granddaughter, who I met and have been trying to support both the granddaughter and the family for several months now, which also believe that she has been affected by this vaccine.
And how do that child's symptoms, or more than symptoms, or illnesses compare with what Anne is saying about her daughter?
Right, most of the children, there's up to over 60 to 65 that we're aware of at the moment, John, here in Ireland alone. As Anne has said there, basically our biggest problem here is critical information has been withheld from parents and the public, and the lives of our children have been put at risk. And this is what the Regrets Group believe. The HSC are giving one set of side effects, but the HICRA report are saying others. There's a lot more side effects than what the information leaflet. So basically, I suppose the biggest issue here is informed consent and the amount of information given to the parents before making the decision whether to give this vaccine to their children or not.
The vaccine is called Gardasil, and it's all your information is on www.regret.ie. But Melissa, what I worry about, it seems to me about 10 years ago, and Anne, I don't mean in any sense to not share your worries, there was great fuss about MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella, and people were saying that it caused autism, which I think turned out to be totally wrong.
Well, and I don't believe it was totally wrong. And as Anne has said, right. The Danish actually brought this out to start with, and they themselves are after calling to evaluate the HPV vaccine in Europe at the moment, which has just been passed a couple of days ago, might I add. Japan medical researchers have also issued warnings.